Autumn arrived in St. Peter's Square this Wednesday as over 20,000 pilgrims and visitors huddled under umbrellas to hear Pope Benedict XVI's latest installment in his series on the Fathers of the Early Church. Among those gathered, a group of Buddhist monks from Sri Lanka, resplendent in their bright orange robes, as well as the black and white of hundreds of Dominican religious here in Rome to mark the anniversary of the founding of their first monastery by St. Dominic over 800 years ago. But Pope Benedict XVI's reflections were dedicated to the life and writings of another defender of the faith, who, like Dominic, dedicated his life to countering the heresies of his time, the 4th century French saint Hilary of Poitiers.
In opposition to the Arians, who believed Jesus was a created being, Hilary dedicated his life to defending our faith in the divinity of Christ. While exiled to Phrygia because of the stance he took against the Arians at the Synod of Bysias, he began his most important work, De Trinitate. In this text, he demonstrates how both the Old and New Testaments clearly attest the divinity of the Son and his equality with the Father, with whom he shares one nature. In his De Synodis, Hilary maintained a conciliatory spirit with those who use deficient theological formulations, while leading them to accept fully the Nicene Creed.
St. Hilary returned home in 360 and took up his pastoral duties while continuing to write. Pope Benedict said that the influence of his teachings soon spread.
Many were strengthened in their resistance to Arian thought, realizing that Christ is our Savior precisely because he is true God and true man. Fundamental to Hilary's insight was the importance of our Trinitarian baptismal faith. Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings of joy and peace. Paternoster.
Following the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict's thoughts turned to the ancient Italian city of Ravenna, where all of this week leading Catholic and Orthodox theologians are meeting in the 10th plenary session of the International Mixed Commission. The Pope said the theological theme of this session is of particular ecumenical importance, as it investigates the ecclesiological and canonical consequences of the sacramental nature of the Church, ecclesial communion, and its authority. The Holy Father urged all of those present to join him in prayer for this important encounter, so that it may help the journey towards full communion between Catholics and Orthodox, and that they may soon share the same chalice of our Lord.